But it's the same thing. Uh-huh. So it's so different now because every time they made a head of pork was Italian.
Yeah.
Italian. Now they get from out of Italy. Right away, there's a big argument about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What's wrong with the Polish pope?
Yeah.
He's a pope, period.
I think it's really interesting.
And to me, he's just another human being.
Uh-huh.
Another male human being is all he is to me.
Uh-huh.
He's the head of our church. And the way I read the book about the history of the pope, lots of Catholics wouldn't believe that, what you're reading there.
Really?
Oh. I've got two priests about this. Yes, so.
Really? The Pope,
if the head of the church can't do those things, what they just the church expected was little fellas.
Oh, yeah.
I got a about something like that.
Yeah, I can imagine. I have a friend who's Polish, and she's, she was born in Poland and came here after World War II, and she's Catholic. And she was so happy that there was a Polish pope. She was really...
Well, naturally, my youngest daughter's husband is Polish.
Uh-huh.
We were there at the house in Elvin, Texas, at the Sylvania University a couple of months ago, and he asked me too what I thought. His brother asked me too what I thought about it. I don't know. It's just, to me, it's a pope, whether it's Polish or Mexican or Russian or German, whatever it is, it's a pope. To me, what nationality is.
Was he happy?
He seemed to have been happy about it, yeah.
Yeah,
the Polish are a proud people, most of them the Czechs are.
Uh-huh.
But they are more or less pushed aside. The Czechs try to build themselves up.
The Polish
have two kinds of people, poor and rich. I think every country has their poor and rich.
Yeah, that's true. let's see. Oh, what do you call sometimes people tell children to behave because if they're not good, then somebody will come and get them. And who they, the big bad thing.
Well, we never had use nothing like that.
That's good. You know, that's a bad way to treat children, to scare them like that, to get them to be good.
I would never believe in that.
Yeah, me either. But I've heard people do that, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure.
People do it.
Saint Nick gonna get you, and the devil gonna get you, and all kinds of, they have a local bad man. You scare them with that local bad man, you know?
Yeah.
That's foolishness.
What do people sometimes think they see around a graveyard?
Ghosts?
Yeah.
I think some more bull.
Yeah, right. Is there a house around here that people think that there are ghosts in?
Haunted house?
Yeah.
There's no such thing like that.
Okay.
There's no such thing as a haunted house. That's a sound there, or something goes on there that creates certain sounds, and people think it's ghosts in there. I'll tell you what happened years ago.
What?
A man going to midnight, around midnight to the cemetery, and when he closed the gate, his overcoat caught in here, and he thought a ghost was holding him. He died from fright.
Oh, no.
That's
terrible.
That really happened?
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's terrible. You heard of people who go into a haunted house and you know, all their hair turns white while they're in there, and then they come out, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's probably not really a true story, though. But I've heard that.
People as a rule are so frightened, they become petrified. They can't move. They don't look. He didn't try to find out what's causing the trouble. They just die from fright.
Crazy. What do you say to somebody when you meet them on Christmas Day?
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas.
Okay. And
like I said, in five different languages.
Oh, let's hear it.
German, Fraile, why not? Spanish, Felicia Navidad. And Bohemian, Vesali Vanasi. In French, Joyous Noel. That's four. That's another one that I know. What is the other one? Now I can't think of it.
Well, English.
Well, I have a clipping. There's 28 different ways of saying Merry Christmas. Oh. I can't find it.
Huh.
I memorized it.
28.
Oh, yeah, sure. The other one is Swedish. God, you. Swedish.
Oh, I see. What do you say to somebody about January 1st?
Happy New Year.
Okay. What do you say in German?
Dickleyes Neues Jahr. Happy New Year. Bohemian, you say Justin over the road.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. when children are playing games, there's one game where they get out on the grass and they roll over head first like this. What do you call that?
God, that's so many. Leapfrog.
Okay, okay. What other kind of children's games like that did you play?
Oh, gee, I can't think right quick. We had skip the rope. We had to jump in the handkerchief. We had to. That's all a thing of the past.
Yeah, I played.
Everything is going hot rods now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see.